Moving forward with the promulgation of these rules is a step in the right direction to protect our Second Amendment rights in the Capitol complex, which has been a long time coming. But it is troubling that fully addressing the issue has been so elusive when the real solution would have been for the governor to sign House Enrolled Act 49, which would have ensured a uniform approach to protect our Second Amendment rights. The governor's explanations for vetoing this bill have been contradictory. To try to advance the ball and fully protect our Second Amendment rights in the entire Capitol complex, which was the stated goal of this process, I tried to amend the rules to also allow for concealed and constitutional carry in the Hurstler building. But this pro-Second Amendment motion did not receive support from other members of the commission. While it is disappointing that these proposed rules will not allow concealed and constitutional carry in the Hurstler building, I will continue to advocate for our Second Amendment rights in all areas of the Capitol complex.